Well, I really don't guess. I don't know what they did call
it. Oh, were they bunchered?
Well,
you know, we used to rake with a dump rake and make windrows. And then when I was a boy, I had a brother, we'd go and open them and throw them back. They'd drive the team and wagons right down through here and load from each side then, see? And we would make a bunch on each side that they could stick the fork in through right on. And then they would catch that bull and roll it like that and catch it again. And they would go down that way, 3-4 bunches. And we would turn around, come back, and open it up, and they would do the same coming back.
So that's a real slick operation, really. Mm-hmm.
And
very efficient.
But if they was going to make hay a little on the tough side, they would make them up in haycocks or hay bunches.
That's what it's
meant. Then they'd make them up big and high, see, and they would stand there for several days till they cured out, and then they would go out and load them.
All past doing anything like that.
It's changed a lot since I started off. I started off with horses.
But now, Earl can't see a lot of the things that George does now. He just don't see it doing it the way he does. But then...
He gets it done.
But then he... Well, if George had farmed the way Earl did, why, it would certainly look queer.
Well, they don't anybody farm the way I did. I farmed the way the rest of them were farming. Dairy farm.
Call that?
Lawn.
That's the lawn.
And then the area maybe behind the barn in which you might keep cows.
Barnyard. Picket fence.
Barbed wire. Rail.
Rails, yeah. Rail fence.
And which?
We never heard it called that.
I never heard it.
To the
post.
Yeah, a little louder for me.
Post.
You'd make the fence out.
A rock fence.
Well, ladder, stone fence.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You put a nest egg in.
Yeah, use a nest egg.
You call it sometimes?
Well, glass.
Glass nest egg.
Yes.
We saw them, we never used them.
Well, china and the glass are the same thing.
Well, no.
Well, I bet you.
No. Maybe it was. Of what material?
The material we were mentioning at the egg, we thought might have been made out of.
China.
Oh, China dishes.
Pitcher.
Pail.
Pail.
Well, you've called a tin pail, too, also. You wouldn't be using a wooden pail.
All right.
But I don't think you would use it. In talking about milking, you'd say a bucket as much as you would a pail.
Milk bucket.
Well,
you've heard
know.
That used, have you?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe you would.
But
that we had when we got married. They pulled it between your legs, you know.
That's the way I milk, too.
Well, I've done a lot of milking, don't think I have.
She was a fast milker. She'd get out and milk me.
If I had it to do, I got out and got it done.
You got right at it.
Easily. I sure did.
But I couldn't milk as many cows as she could.
We always call it stop pail.
Stop pail and swill pail.
And what was that other?
Swill pail.
I always call it stop pail.
All right.
Platter.
No,
kettle.
No.
Huh?
A skillet.
Skillet, that's what I was trying to say.
And?
Well, I have years ago, but now I can remember when we used to call it a spider, but we always call it a skillet now.
What's your term?
A spider.
And how about the...
I don't know whether I ever heard my mother call it that. I don't think so.
Yes, okay.
Yes. Iron kettle. And we used to make them on... We've made it, but for apple butter, we always used a brass kettle.
We have a big brass kettle that was my grandfather's.
We've made lots of apple butter out in the big brass kettle.
And do you ever use the kettle today?
Not that we have used it. That's up in the garret. And it's a copper kettle.
Yes.